السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Amin, Ya رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope you all have had a wonderful start to Ramadan and that you all have had a wonderful week. So alhamdulillah, 1 week of Ramadan is already completed, leaving us with only 3 more weeks. So inshallah, we should try to work harder to meet our goals and take advantage of this blessed time. May Allah make it easy for all of us and increase us in our worship. So with that, inshallah, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which alhamdulillah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Baqarah last time. So starting from ayah number 29 to 32, inshallah. So we're going to start with recitation. And if you all could open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن 7 سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 29 to 32. So before we go on with the tajweed analysis, I would like to continue the topic of makharij, which we started in the previous classes. So we started with a specific area, which is the area known as the throat. In Arabic, throat is called al-halq. Al-halq is throat in Arabic. So we learned that the throat has 3 makharij. We have the bottom, the middle, and the top. So closer to your chest is the bottom of your throat. Then you have the middle in between, and then you have the top, which is near your mouth where your tongue starts. So there are 6 total letters that come from the throat, and there are 2 in each of these 3 areas. So the 3 areas are upper, middle, and bottom, and each of them have 2 total letters, making 6 in total. So 3 times 2 is 6. So the letters of the throat are Hamza Ha, عين حا and غين خا. So last week we focused on the letters of the middle throat. So we had top, middle, and bottom. We focused specifically on the middle of the throat. So the two letters found in the middle throat are عين and حا. Both of them are throat letters, and they're from the middle of the throat. So if you pronounce these correctly, and you put a hand on the middle of your throat, you should feel that there is movement. You should feel that underneath your fingers, your throat is moving right where you put your hand on the middle. So this week, we are going to study another specific area of the throat maharaj, and we are going to study the two letters that come from the upper throat. So these are the letters ghain and kha. So if you say these letters with a sukoon, you should feel like the walls of the back of your throat are touching the front of your throat. So the front of your throat is, if you put a hand on your throat, that front, that part that touches your hand, that is the front of your throat, and the back of your throat is on the other side. So that thing that we can't see, it's inside of your neck. So you should feel that when you say ayn or ha, you should feel that there is a little bit of touching going on in the walls of your throat. So it may be a little confusing put into words, but if you say ugh, you should feel that there is some touching going on. Or ugh, you should feel that two of your walls are touching. So this is basically the makharij of ghain and kha. So inshallah, it's not too difficult of a makharij. A lot of people usually don't have trouble with this. But inshallah, it's just something to keep in mind that when you say ayn, ar, and al, you should feel that there is a difference in where the letters are coming from, ar and al. And you can practice on your own and try to say it on your own. Or example, ah and ah. You should feel that there is contact in between different areas. So ayn and ha are specifically from the middle, and ghain and kha are only from the top of your throat. So inshallah, you should keep that in mind when reciting these letters. Also, something else to keep in mind. We studied in the beginning of the course that some letters have sifat, meaning some letters have special attributes. Sifat basically means attribute or characteristic in Arabic. So what this means is only some letters will have a specific sifat. So not all letters will have every single sifat. Only some letters will have specific characteristics. So similar to how some people have different personalities, the different letters have different characteristics. So not every person has the same personality, and not every letter will have the same sifat. The reason I'm bringing this up is because there is a sifat that applies to both of these letters, both of the upper throat letters, ghain and kha. There was a mnemonic that we used to remember that letter, and that was khussa dalqin gilp. So khussa dalqin gilp. So if anyone can recall what sifat these letters had, they are all permanently heavy letters. All of the letters in Khussa, Dalf, and Gil are permanently heavy letters. And part of these heavy letters are Kha and Ghain. Meaning, anytime you see any of these Khussa, Dalf, and Gil letters, they will always be heavy. Heavy basically means the back of your tongue will be raised. So both Kha and Ghain are heavy letters. So whenever we see these two letters, they will always be heavy. So just so you can hear the difference, if I say ach and ah, that is light. If I say ah and oh, these are heavy. So you can hear the difference. So if I say ha and ha, you should feel the difference that one is light and one is heavy. So ha is the correct sound of a heavy letter. So ghain and kha are permanently heavy letters, meaning they will always be heavy. So that is something we should keep in mind, inshallah, as we are reciting. So with that, we can start with the tajweed analysis from the beginning of the lesson. So we start from ayah number 29. Huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum. Here we start with the letter kha. Kha, as we learned, is a heavy letter. It is from the upper throat. So we don't want a light khalaqa, we want khalaqa. Very important to note that lam is light, lam is not heavy, and qaf is heavy. Qaf is part of khussa dalqin gilb. So we don't want khalaqa, we want khalaqa. Lam is a light letter. Huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi. Here, there are two letters of the wasat. We have lam and ra, so we are resting upon each of these. Following that, we have the letter bod, which is a permanently heavy letter. So bod is going to be heavy. Ma fil ardi jami'a. So here in jami'a, we have the letter ayn, which we learned last week. So ayn is from the middle throat, and there should be a slight strangulation sound. Jami'a thumma istawa ila as-sama'. So here we also learned the four count med. The way to spot this is a wavy line. So you can see on istawa, there is a wavy line on the ya. And also in as-sama, there is a wavy line on the alif, meaning both of these are going to be pulled for four counts. And inshallah, in this lesson, there are a lot of four count meds. So we're going to keep an eye out for them. So here is sawa and astama. These are both four count meds. So mastawa ila sama ifa sawahunna sab'a samawat. Here we have sab'a. Ayn is from the throat, so there is a slight strangulation. Wa huwa bi kulli shay'in 'alim. So here we have shay'in alim. Shay'in, there is a hidden nun sakin, and nun sakin is a letter of tawassut. So we are going to rest upon this nun sound. Alim, ayn is from the throat, so we want a four count. Ayn is from the throat, so we are going to have a slight strangulation. And we are ending here on mad'ar al-sukun, meaning we are ending on a four count mad. Alim. For the next ayah, we start with wa iz qala. Qaf is a heavy sound. Rabbuka, ra is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, ra is a heavy sound. Wa iz qala rabbuka lil malaikati. So here again, we have a four count mad in al malaika. Inni ja'ilun. Here, ayn is from the throat. We want a slight strangulation sound from the middle of the throat. Here, lam and ra are both letters of the wasat. Bod is a permanently heavy sound. And in the next word, we have khalifa. So here is the letter we learned today. Kha is from the upper throat. Kha is also a heavy, permanently heavy sound. It is part of khusada khungil. So kha is going to be heavy. Fil-arbi khalifa. In qalu, qaf is a heavy sound. And on the lan, you can see this is a four-count med. Ataja'alu, ayn is from the middle of the throat, so we want a slight strangulation. Qalu ataja'alu fiha man yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku ad-dima. So here in ad-dima, we have another four-count med, so we are pulling this for four counts. In the next word, we have nahnu. Ha is from the middle throat, so we want almost like warm air is coming from the bottom of your chest. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ. So these are a little difficult words because we have three words that have ha in a row. So we want to make sure that each ha is having its proper haq. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ. So we want a ha from the middle of the throat. And in hamdika, we have the letter mim, which is a letter of the wasat. So we are resting upon this mim. وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Qaf is a permanently heavy sound. So we want qaf to be heavy. And qala, qaf again is a heavy sound. So we are making this heavy with the back of the tongue raised. Inni, this is a four-count mud. So we are pulling this for four counts. أَعْلَمُ. Ayn is from the middle of the throat. So a slight strangulation. مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Again, ayn is from the middle of the throat, a slight strangulation. And because we are ending on a sukun, we are pulling this, excuse me. We are going to pull this for four counts. مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. For the next ayah, we start with وَعَلَّمَ. Ayn is from the middle of the throat. Adam al-asma'a. Lam is a letter of the wasat, so we are resting upon this lam. Asma'a, this is a four-count med, so we are pulling this for four counts. Kullaha thumma aradahum. So So ein is a letter of the throat. We are having a slight strangulation. Ra is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, ra is a heavy sound. And laud is also heavy. So we have a letter of the throat, and then we have two heavy letters. And here we have mim. Mim is a letter of tawassut. So we are resting upon this mim. Ala al-mala'ika, ayn is from the throat. Al-mala'ika, this is a four-count med. Faqala, qaf is a permanently heavy sound. Anbi'uni bi-asma'i ha'ula. So here we have three four-count meds. So in asma, we have four-count med. Ha, we have four-count med. And la, we have four-count med. فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء. So all of these are going to be pulled for four counts. إن كنتم, and then we have the word صادقين. So صاد is permanently heavy, قاف is permanently heavy, and we are ending with a four count med. إن كنتم صادقين. Qalu, qaf is a heavy sound. Subhanaka, ha is from the middle of the throat. La ilma, ayn is from the middle of the throat. Lana, this is a four-count med. Illa ma 'allamtana. So ayn is from the middle of the throat. Mim is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this. Here we have a four-count med. Inshallah, we will learn the rulings of four-count med later on. But if you continue, this is going to be four counts. For example, if I say, إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ, then it'll be four counts. But I'm going to stop here, so I will only pull this for two counts. So if you stop, you will only pull for two counts. If you continue, you will pull for four. Inshallah, we will learn the rulings later on. But I just want to explain why I'm only going to pull for two counts, even though there is a four-count med here. The reason we are only pulling for two is because I am stopping. So, illa ma 'allamtana. So I'm only pulling for two counts because of the stop. If you don't stop, you will do a four count med. So that's just an explanation so no one gets confused, inshallah. So for the next word, we have innaka ansal. Here, lam is a letter of tawassut. So we are resting upon this lam. And then we have the word alim. Ayn is from the throat. And then we have the word al-hakim, and ha is also from the middle of the throat. Innaka antal alimul hakim. And we are going to pull this for four counts because we are ending on a sukun. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 29 to 32. So inshallah, a small announcement before we end. On the Ar-Rahma website, there is a link to a Google survey form. So this form is going to be used to mark your attendance. So if I could please have all of the registered students please mark their attendance on the form, that would be much appreciated. And on the bottom of the section, there should be a comment section for additional notes or comments. If you have attended all of the previous classes, please mention that in the comment section or make a note. So make a note of that at the bottom so we know that you've been attending and we can mark that you've been to every class. So inshallah, when you get the time, please try to do that. Otherwise, we may not know that you've been to class and you could be marked as absent. So inshallah, you can find the link in the website. Just go to the link, mark your attendance, and then just make a note that you've been to every previous class, inshallah. So if you have the time, please make sure that you do that. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.